I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 16th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network's Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. Central Time, the start time, 16,000 head to be offered on May 16th, including 6,500 yearling steers, 3,800 yearling heifers, and about 3,300 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117.
Iba is the great defender of the OSU wheat varieties. It holds its own in drought conditions and also offers consistently high grain yield and test weight. Iba has excellent grazing tolerance and offers good fall forage production. Iba jumps slightly ahead of its sister variety Gallagher when it comes to yield and has a better overall fitness to the conditions of the high plains. Iba also maintains dough strength at a great range of protein content. Iba is another in the OSU graze and grain and golden grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Early market support flooded into livestock trade here today with triple-digit gains developing in cattle and hog futures. The initial support has eased throughout the cattle complex based on sharp gains in grain trade, despite hog futures holding strong market support. July corn futures about 11 and 3/4 cents higher. The Dow Jones 281 points higher, NASDAQ's up 100 points. Over in live cattle today, futures remain mixed as traders continue to pull back from initial buyer support seen at midday. The overall pressure that developed on Monday expected to have been driven by overall outside market pressure and active market liquidation throughout the entire complex. Traders, though, seem to have had very little interest in stepping into a still weak market structure with narrow 10-cent losses seen in deferred contracts. The overall lack of follow-through support in the feeder cattle trade and surge in grain prices having a dramatic impact in the entire cattle market. Cash cattle interest still quiet with just a few token bids at $116 per hundredweight seen in Kansas. Asking prices still hard to pinpoint in all areas but expected to remain around $125 live and $200 or higher dressed. Box beef cutouts today were mixed, 66 cents higher in select and down 54 cents per hundredweight in choice, with line movement of 74 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, although feeder cattle futures remained in a positive trade range here on Tuesday, the inability for traders to hold on to early gains with August through November futures holding 12 to 40 cent gains. Meanwhile, in grains today, corn trade was 13 to 14 cents higher as trade gapped higher with the focus turning to slower planting and wet forecasts. Soybean trade gapped higher last night following the lead of corn and trading at 30 to 33 cents higher. Meal $11 to $12 higher, oil 40 to 50 points higher. Finally, in wheat, trade was 9 to 12 cents higher with winter wheat leading as Europe and the Black Sea area will be watched with dryness in the Volga Valley. Wet weather, though, continues to be seen throughout the U.S. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.